on his report on Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. He also disagreed with President Trump's characterization of the probe as a witch hunt. We get more from AP's Sagar Magani.
The president's repeatedly said Mueller's probe exonerated him, but Mueller bluntly told lawmakers he did not clear the president of obstructing the investigation and took issue with the president's characterization.
It is not a witch hunt.
Over several hours, Mueller seemed determined to stay out of the partisan fight, often giving terse one-word answers as Democrats sought to play up his report's findings. Republicans like Devin Nunes billed it as political theater.
It's a Hail Mary attempt to convince the American people that collusion is real,
and bashed Mueller's investigators as politically motivated. The White House cast the day's first hearing as an epic embarrassment for Democrats. Sagar Magani, Washington.
South Korea says North Korea has launched two identified projectiles into the sea off its east coast. AP correspondent Charles De La Desma.
South Korea says one of the two North Korean missiles flew 430 miles, longer than initially suspected. Seoul had said earlier both missiles got to that distance before landing in the waters off the country's east coast. The South categorizes both missiles as short range, but there are concerns as to their status. A senior Japan official says if they were ballistic missiles, they would be violating UN sanctions. I'm Charles De La Desma.
Four mass graves with dozens of bodies believed to be Kurds killed by the former Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein's forces were found in a desert of Al-Mathana province in southern Iraq. Jabbar Omar, the chief of Kurdistan's region's Office of Martyrs and Anfal Affairs, said that the city found bodies of 70 people. People consisting mostly of women and children are believed to have been killed between 1987 and 1988. This is VOA News. Puerto Rico Governor Ricardo Rossello is resigning after several days of angry massive street protest. Reuters' Eve Johnson.
On Wednesday, thousands flooded the streets of San Juan, cheering.